I'm supposed to explain the Lord's Prayer, but I don't understand the part about forgiving our diets.
It's not forgive us our diets, it's forgive us our debts. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Have you ever thought the Lord's Prayer said, forgive us our diets, instead of forgive us our debts? That would be funny, kind of like asking God to forgive us for eating too many cookies. But Jesus was actually talking about forgiveness. When we pray, forgive us our debts, we're really saying, God, please forgive me for the wrong things I've done. And just like God forgives our sins, He wants us to forgive others too. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, Jesus said, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And now our story for today is called Forgive Us Our Diets. Kayla, could you please pass the corn? Nate asked. As Kayla picked up the bowl of corn with one hand, she accidentally spilled it all over the table. Oh, man, said Nate. I was really looking forward to some corn. I'm sorry, Nate, Kayla said. I didn't mean to spill it. It was an accident. I know, Kayla, Nate replied as he helped her clean up the spilled corn. I've spilled food before, too. Next time, use both hands. Can you pass the mashed potatoes instead? This time, Kayla grabbed the bowl of mashed potatoes with both of her hands and passed it to her brother without spilling it. Thank you, Nate said as he put a spoonful of potatoes on his plate. So, Nate, Mom tells me you're working on memorizing the Lord's Prayer for Sunday school, Dad said. How's it going? Well, memorizing it is the easy part. My Sunday school teacher wants me to be able to tell her what it means, and that's where I'm struggling, Nate said as he took a bite of his potatoes. Well, maybe I can help, said Dad. Which part do you not understand? The part that goes something like, forgive us our diets as we forgive our dieters, Dad chuckled. I think you mean debts and debtors, not diets and dieters. Our debts are our sins, and our debtors are those who sin against us. God wants us to forgive others just like He forgives us. You mean like how Nate forgave me for spilling the corn? Asked Kayla. Well, spilling the corn wasn't a sin, Kayla, so it's not quite the same thing. But it was a mistake, and instead of getting upset about it, Nate remembered that he's made mistakes like that before, too. So, yes, in a way, that's what we need to do when others sin against us by doing something that's wrong. We forgive them because we've been forgiven by Jesus, who died for our sins on the cross. That makes a lot more sense now, Nate said as he pushed his plate aside. I wondered why God wanted us to forgive dieters. The entire table began to laugh. So how about you? Has anyone ever told you they were sorry for something they did to you that was wrong? Did you forgive them? We all sin and need to ask Jesus to forgive us, and He always does, and He wants us to do the same for others. The next time someone asks you for forgiveness, remember that Jesus has forgiven you for your sins and trust Him to help you forgive others. Our key verse is Colossians 3:13.
Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
And our key thought for today, forgive others. Hey, this Christmas season, make the Countdown to Christmas with Zach podcast part of your family's Advent tradition. Each day you'll hear a fun story that helps you focus on Jesus and what His birth means for you. After you listen, download the free discussion guide to talk through the story with your family. It's a great way to grow closer to God and to each other as Christmas gets closer. So don't miss it. Ask your grown-up to follow Countdown to Christmas with Zach on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.